This recording,
Ethiopia 3,
is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Get Secure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in a mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there is a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from her vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you could only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so that made her feel sorry for a beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to stir around the office like a neurotic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it could take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not fertile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medication. Sarah wondered this course of treatment might be expensive either, 5 or 6 times the cost of the penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a pair of price for a cure. Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to play soccer. I like soccer so much, and we used to have a team in our neighborhood, and we used to go from place to place to collect some money so that we can purchase a uniform, shoes, and other stuff that's necessary for our team. That's the sweetest time, and we're about 8 or 9 in the team. So 4 of us, we take part of the city, I mean, part of the community where we are living. The other half will go to the other part. And we get together, and when we get together, we'll see who made the hire. And always there is a smile, there is always a fun. At one time, after we get everything what we need, we enrolled in a tournament. That tournament was, it's about 8 teams from different villages. And at the end, you know, our team was a championship, and I really proud what we did at that time. I really didn't pursue with this soccer career, but it's one of the brightest time in my life. I stopped playing soccer when I was about 16, 17. I was engaged more on my education than playing on other stuff. This is a small part which is related to my childhood game related issues. መልካም ቀን እንዴት ናችሁ? ዛሬ የሚዘንብ ይመስላል